Cricket New South Wales has announced a new partnership with Sydney Water. The relationship will see players ditch sports drinks for H2O. It's a significant move for the sport, given that the Australian team is still sponsored by one of the world's largest sports drink companies. Penny Timms reports.
The drinks break is as much a part of cricket as the sight screens and red stains on a bowler's trousers. Out rolls a small vehicle, or runners sprint onto the field, gripping bottles of brightly coloured sports drinks. Players guzzle them down, replacing lost fluids. But times are changing at Cricket New South Wales. Peter Hadfield is a former Australian athlete. He now works for Sydney Water.
Sydney Water has become the hydration partner of the New South Wales Blues, the Lend-Lease Breakers, and also the T20 team, Sydney Sixers and Sydney Thunder. And what we'll be doing is providing their hydration for their matches and also for all of their training this year.
He says the statistics do the talking.
We did a calculation just a little while ago, and New South Wales cricket actually consumed almost 5,500 bottles of the sports drinks over the last season in their training and matches. And when we started to do the amount of sugar that was contained in all of those drinks, was over 60,000 teaspoons of sugar. So when you start to look at the number of teaspoons and the health and fitness of the players, you're starting to look at one person needing to walk about 24,000 kilometres to burn up the calories in that. So that's one of the major reasons that the high performance manager is keen that the cricketers get involved in drinking water.
But Gatorade is one of Cricket Australia's major sponsors. It's been providing money and its product to the squad for more than 10 years. Erin Michael is a sports dietitian for Cricket New South Wales.
You see so many kids at sporting venues, and the first thing their parents do is grab them a bottle of sports drink, thinking that that's the only way that they can hydrate. And I think that, you know, that's sort of the wrong message.
Ms. Michael looks after athletes who play for both the state and national teams. She says the new sponsorship doesn't mean players will be banned from consuming sports drinks altogether.
A lot of our hydration requirements are done at a very individual level. So we do sweat testing and we do a lot of fluid balance testing with our players to see what each individual needs. And depending on the position, like obviously you've got a fast bowler who's got a lot higher requirements than, you know, possibly a spin bowler or someone who's batting down the end of the rank. So it's all very individual, and there might be times when those players need to use certain things to add to their water, but there's no reason why we can't use Sydney tap water, save the environment in terms of bottles, and, you know, really make that the main choice for our players.
Peter Hadfield says it's up to Cricket Australia and Cricket New South Wales to balance their relationships with Gatorade and Sydney Water.
That will be really up to the players, and I'm sure there's a very strong relationship between Cricket New South Wales and Cricket Australia, so they'll need to fall in place with the requirements of their respective teams whenever they're playing for those teams. So that's really not for Sydney Water to determine. But all we're trying to do, as I said, is to not only encourage the cricketers to drink water, but the general population to follow the lead.
The sponsorship is also expected to cut the number of plastic bottles used by cricketers in New South Wales by 9,000.
Penny Timms with that report.